What is joy? It is a bird that we all want to catch. It is the same bird that we all love to see flying. Real joy means immediate expansion. If we experience pure joy, immediately our heart expands. We feel that we are flying in the divine freedom sky. The entire length and breadth of the world becomes ours, not for us to rule over, but as an expansion of our consciousness. We become reality and vastness. Love bubbling forth into the newness and fullness of true life. When we have a happy heart, we move forward, we dive deep within, we fly. Progress is in movement, and this movement comes only when we have joy and we become joy. When we are happy, we are making real progress.
Easy way to remain in your heart. Feel that you have spread a net in which the entire world is caught. Inside this net, you will give everyone joy, and they will give you joy. When you think of playing a game, you become the heart. The heart is joy, the game is joy, and the player is joy. Finally, feel that there is somebody playing with you constantly and eternally. That person is the divine, eternal child. Another way you can remain in the heart is to feel that inside you there is a divine child who is most luminous, infinitely more beautiful than any human being. This child is your soul. First think of your soul child. And then think of its needs. It needs a place to live, and your heart is its most perfect abode. If you want to study yourself, remember that your heart is your own true mirror. If your mind is brave, then challenge thought. If your heart is pure, then transcend thought. Questions asked by the mind can easily be answered by the heart. Questions asked by the heart can rarely be answered by the mind. What can you do if your mind worships knowledge, but your heart must always worship wisdom? I am not asking you to underestimate your mind's capacities. I am asking you to take your mind into your heart so that it can be flooded with unlimited capacity. A searching mind is undoubtedly the best friend of the heart's oneness fullness. The mind thinks it is a very difficult task to approach the truth. The heart feels it is an extremely easy task, not only to approach the truth, but also to become the truth, transcendental and universal.